Jeremiah chapter 3, verses 14 to 18. Even after all the unfaithfulness, the wandering, the rejection, the immorality, God is still prepared to take back his faithless people because he says to them, I am your husband. He is going to choose them from town and clan, and he is going to bring them to his city, Zion. He says he's going to choose them from towns and from clans. He's going to bring them to Zion. He's also going to give them reliable shepherds, people after his own heart who will lead them with knowledge and understanding. In those days, they will be great. There will be many of them. And people will not look for things to remember the Lord. They'll not look for the Ark of the Covenant. They'll not look for any kind of objects to remind them about the Lord or to make them feel close to the Lord. In fact, it will never enter their heads to do that. And they will not even miss these things in their worship or in their following him. They will call Jerusalem the throne of the Lord. So Jerusalem, that mighty Jerusalem, the eternal Jerusalem, will be the throne of the Lord. And all nations will come to it to honour the name of the Lord their God. They will forsake all stubbornness, all their evil hearts. Judah will join together with Israel. They will come together to the land that God gave to their forefathers, as he had promised. Even though we wander, even though our church may be in a terrible state, even though God's people may be in a terrible state and have been infiltrated with all kinds of evil desires and idolatry, yet God is always prepared to take back his faithless people. He is their husband, and no one can change that. And he is going to make them great. They will make it to Jerusalem, the throne of the Lord. And they will be part of that, and they will honour him and worship him. They will not need things or objects to remind them, because their hearts will be turned to the Lord and their spirits will be raised to him.